You can watch Morning Ireland as well as listen to us on RTE News Now on your phone, tablet or on television on Serviu. This morning our cameras are in studio, as always, in Ennis with Rachel. And in Switzerland, hands down the nicest backdrop of the morning, our business editor Will Goodbody is there for the final day of what has been an eventful week at the World Economic Forum in Davos. There was that Donald Trump, Greta Thunberg climate change spat, a lot of tough talking on trade by the US, EU, UK and China. And the thorny question of global corporation and digital taxation reform was discussed. But it's not over yet. Will, what's planned for the last day?
Good morning, Gavin. Well, aside from the last session of morning meditation, there are plenty of other events happening here. YouTuber Molly Burke, the chairman of Bloomberg and the president of Poland are just some of those speaking today. But most keenly watched will be an economic session involving the ECB president, the IMF managing director, the German finance minister, the US Treasury secretary and the governor of the Bank of Japan, because business deals will always be the fundamental reason why many people come to Davos. But that aside, there seems little doubt Davos 2020 will be remembered as the year big business finally acknowledged it understands the catastrophic risks posed by climate change and that it's going to do something about it. One organisation that will be holding business leaders to that pledge is the World Benchmarking Alliance. It's a not-for-profit group that's compiled a list of 2,000 large companies it says have the most influence over our ability to move to a more sustainable future. It will now rank those firms listed on their performance on the UN's Sustainable Development Goals and make the results publicly available to all, thereby holding business to account by highlighting peer-to-peer performance. Here's Paulina Murphy, Engagement Director with the World Benchmarking Alliance.
Some companies will measure in energy and decarbonisation. Other companies will look at food and agriculture production and impact. Other companies will look at digital inclusion. We have a social system, a finance system, an urban system and a circular system. So it depends on the business and what it does and its core purpose. There are 15 companies that are headquartered in Ireland. We'll be looking at the Kerry Group. They'll be included in our social system, and as a food and beverage company, we're looking at them on their food and agricultural impact. And Ryanair will be looking at in the energy and decarbonisation system.
Well, when you think of big business, inevitably one of the negatives that comes to mind is corruption. Has there been any discussion around that this week?
Yes, another organisation that will be keeping tabs on businesses and governments over the next year is Transparency International. It launched its annual Corruption Perception Index here this week and warned that corruption is undermining the rule of law and weakening democracy in a number of countries. Among them is Malta, which the organisation claims is still mired in corruption 2 years after the death of reporter Daphne Caruana Galizia, who was killed in a 2017 car bomb explosion while investigating corruption. Bottom of the rankings, though, are Somalia, South Sudan and Syria. The best performers are Denmark and New Zealand, with Ireland coming in a respectable 18th out of 180 countries, up on last year. Transparency International's chairperson Delia Ferreira Rubio has been telling me about the best ways to reduce corruption.
When you have good regulation of money and politics and you enforce that, the undue influence of money in politics is controlled in a way, and you have lower levels of corruption. So we have to use this as a tool for bettering the situation, to improving what we have in terms of rules, in behavior of our public officials in several countries, to invite the business sector to participate actively in the fight against corruption.
That's Della Ferreira Rubio from Transparency International there. A lot of tech companies will seem to have been at Davos this week, and I see the issue of ethics and regulation of technology has been talked about a lot.
Yes, with the bosses of Google, Apple, Microsoft and others in town, inevitably issues like regulation of artificial intelligence, ethics in technology and privacy have been parsed and analysed. One Irish participant in Davos this week was Killian Kieran, the founder and CEO of Ethica, a New York-based startup that builds software to automate data privacy for companies. He thinks Ireland is about to play a significant role in the evolution of privacy standards across big tech. Here's why.
I think Helen Dixon and her team at the DPC have done an incredible job, and that's easy to say, but candidly, as you say, they're effectively the front line for Europe as it relates to big tech from the US. There's several pending investigations. I think those are going to have real teeth, and the reason that they've taken so long is to ensure that they are valid investigations that really result in the right sort of impact as it relates to those businesses' changes in behaviour. So I think we're going to see a fundamental shift in how industry or business perceives data regulation and data behaviour following those regulatory findings in the next 6 months, and they will have real impact.
That's Killian Kieran of Ethica ending that report from Davos.